Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Let's get to it. Our quote of the day, happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. Damn, Dalai Lama, way to put it all on us.
Right? I'm like Googling happiness quotes, and I was like, what a kick to the face right there.
What a kick to the face. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. So, you mean I am responsible for my own happiness?
Sorry.
Isn't the world responsible for my happiness? My boss?
Should be.
Isn't my boss responsible Is it Winnie? For my happiness? I feel like I'm responsible for your happiness a lot. And then I guess I should have the trickle up effect and be like, Kevin, you're responsible for my happiness.
There you go.
I don't know who's responsible for his, though.
Good point.
The other thing, so what I wanted to talk about today on the show, and it was inspired actually by Priyanka Chopra's episode. We can share that in the summary. Mm-hmm. And because I just thought about it this morning, and that's what inspired me. I was just kind of looking out at the grass and there was no poop on it. And that was exciting to me. Max, you know, I'd already handled everything.
Oh my God.
It was just like a clean palette. And I was like, I don't know why, but the whole thing popped into my head of like, be like water, be like water. And, you know, as I'm kind of forging this new path and figuring out what this next chapter is, and I'm no longer this caretaker, and like there's identity shifts and all kinds of changes and like what I want to do in my life. And, you know, I'm going through a lot. I'm obviously mourning. Alyssa and I are at breakfast the other day, and I'm like all of a sudden guttural crying at the breakfast table. Like it's just a lot. It's funny how it just hits harder and harder and harder every day. It's not getting easier. I think because in the beginning I was in such shock, like it's hitting me harder and harder and harder. And it's kind of harder to stop the tears once they start flowing.
And I bet you feel too with like someone like an Alyssa. I mean, you can be 100% unapologetically yourself. She's your sister.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like everything probably is like coming to full fruition when it's with her.
Yeah. Cause I'm super comfortable and we've been friends since seventh grade. Yeah. She knows my mom in and out. And by the way, she was such an angel with my mom. Like when Kevin was back east, I forget what they were working on. I think, they were working on my brother's house at the time, or the person that the other person my parents gave birth to, excuse me. by the way, if you have to refer to siblings like that too, I think it's okay.
I agree.
It's just honest. So, they were working on the other person my parents gave birth to, his house. And my mom was like almost burning the house down. And she, you know, the cognitive deficits from the radiation and the chemo and everything were just so challenging. Kevin was like, you gotta have her in LA. We can't get what we need to get done here. So Alyssa flew her out. We were reminiscing about her flying her back out here and how they forgot the machine that, you know, gives her treatment to her head. She had taken her to the bathroom and they forgot it in the bathroom stall and they were running back there and almost missing the flight. And then they got on the plane and all of a sudden Alyssa wakes up and my mom is gone and she's freaking out. Where did she go? Because, you know, she just wasn't herself. So she's like, okay, wait, she's on a captive plane. She's in a tube. I can't fully lose her. She's in here somewhere. And so, you know, she had just gone to the bathroom, but like, we just started talking about stuff and whew, it was super emotional. So anyway, as I'm trying to kind of figure out next stages, next phases, next goals, right? I'm having to kind of reimagine what I want to do with all of this newfound knowledge, right? Because I obviously went on this journey for a reason. And at some point I knew that I was being guided to do something with it. And I'm still figuring out exactly what that looks like and how exactly I can share it and who I'm going to share it with, outside of just this show, and how I can be helpful and valuable to people in that way. But you know, so it's a process along with, you know, the simultaneous mourning of everything. But I started to realize that, you know, there's so much more to the equation. And so we're figuring it out, but we're really excited about everything we're going to share with you guys. And we're just going to keep getting better together. But I'm sitting outside and I'm thinking about like, am I headed in the right direction? What am I doing? What am I missing? And I just heard be like water, just flow. And I was like, oh, okay. I've heard this before. And then I just started thinking about how much we feel like we have to effort and will and push and force. And if we just surrender, everything's happening anyway, right? Like if you talk to somebody who's crossed over to the other side and come back, like Anita Morjani, and if you go back deep into our episodes, and we can link to it in the summary of this episode, we did two episodes with her. She died and came back. She, was like 80 pounds soaking wet in a full coma. Cancer ravaged her entire body. And while she was in the coma, she went to the other side and she had this transformative experience. She came back and she knew when she came back in her body that she was going to be fully healed. And within 3 days, she was fully healed before the doctor's eyes. In fact, she actually knew doctors and nurses that came in the room while she was in a coma. And they said, wait, how do you remember us? You never saw us. You were in a coma. She's like, no, I saw you from above. She heard the conversation the doctor had with her husband saying, this is it. The priest is going to come and, you know, have a priest come and read the last rites. And they were in a whole separate room. So she heard that conversation because she was floating above. So this is somebody who has had that experience. And they talk about time as like past and future all kind of flowing at the same time, right? So all we have truly is the present. And this is where we're at right now. But it is kind of written. Our stories are written. And if you believe that you chose your path before you came here, which, you know, so many kind of gurus talk about is we choose who we're going to come here as, we choose who our parents are going to be, we choose the path that we're going to take. If you believe all of that, then, you know, you realize, although we have free will, and I think that our choices, that's why I always say make good choices,
you know, we do have free will and we can affect things, but there is an element of surrendering that's, I think, really important. And I think for women especially is really important because we're so, you know, tightly kind of held and we're trying to control so much and we get a lot of anxiety and stress and we're trying to be everything to everyone and always trying to be the one that comes through for everybody. And so there's a lot that comes with that, right? Yeah, we're amazing and everyone loves us. And you know, they're like, oh my God, she gets it all done. But then we end up slowly dying in the process. So there's an element of surrendering that's really important, I feel like. And if you are like the water and you do just flow, the universe, God, whatever it is you believe in, I believe will take you where you're supposed to go, right? I just think you have to keep asking for the guidance. And that's what I do. I just keep saying, God, tell me where I'm supposed to go. Show me the way. Bring the people to me and I will listen and I will flow. And I didn't realize how much I do that and how much, if you really pay attention, like I asked, like, am I headed in the right direction? Show me who I need right now to help with the things that I'm worried about. And then I got that little blog lesson and, oh, okay, that is an area I'm concerned about. Like, how am I going to really make this work? And so I always ask questions and I ask, and I do believe you receive when you ask. And I think that a lot of us are always worried that we're supposed to be like masterminding our lives and like our next steps. And, you know, well, you know, I'm sure, by the way, you guys being young are always thinking like, oh my God, I need a new title. I need a new this, I need a new that, I got to level up. I got to, it's like, if we just work hard, the hard work will flow us to where we're supposed to go. Because I never had a master plan ever. I wanted to live. I wanted to experience and have fun. I wanted to try things. Like if someone said, let's go rock climbing. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. If somebody said, hey, you want to wrestle? Yeah, let's do it. I just said yes to things. But I wasn't saying, okay, by next year, I need to have this. By this year, I got to do this. I never did any of that.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
And I actually saw people I went to college with that were so intentional about things. They were really intentional about networking. I'll never forget the networking. Everybody was like, oh, I'm friends with Kelsey and her dad's an executive at E, and I'm friends with Pooja and her dad's an executive at CBS. And I was like, wow, I must be such an asshole. Wow, what a loser I am. I don't have any of these people. I remember being in my junior year and thinking to myself, wow, did I screw this up? Because I was so heads down working. I was involved in everything. I was working hard. I was studying. I was doing my thing. It's like, did I miss out on networking? And like, am I screwed? And I remember people like, oh my God, I have my reel ready. They're going to get it to the executive at E and all this stuff. And I remember this. And I was like, wow, I was stupid. What did I do wrong? And then I met Kevin. And then I ended up in all the places I wanted to be. And the people that wanted to be at E never got to E. Guess who got to E? Me, the one who didn't have the plan. And so I'm not anti-plan. I think, you know, it can probably be helpful. I just know my way was just work really, really hard, be as good as you can and, you know, do the things that are easy. Like I always talk about, being on time is easy. Making sure you get your work done is easy. Like there's things that are like non-negotiables that don't require talent. When it comes to talent, okay, yes, some people aren't up to it yet, or they're still learning, or they're still growing, but the easy stuff is non-negotiable. You got to get it done. So when I look back at my life and my career, I think a lot of my success was attributed to flowing and just trusting that God and the universe had a plan for me. Because that's all I used to say is, God, I'll work hard. I used to say this all the time. I'll work super hard. I'll be a good person. Just take me where I got to go. And then when those doors would open, I would say yes. And so as I'm sitting here kind of in this next phase, I'm almost having to tell myself the same thing. I'm still asking and I'm still being guided, I believe. It's just a slower process than I'm used to. So I'm having to get comfortable with, okay, things aren't happening as fast as I would like them to happen. And so that's a new concept that I have to get used to. But I do believe that the universe will flow you to where you got to go. And so this whole notion of be like water came from Bruce Lee. I'll share with you guys the quote. So it says, "Don't get set into one form. Adapt it and build your own and let it grow. Be like water. Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend." So what I'm reading here is it's important to understand this doesn't mean we shouldn't change who we are depending on the external environment or the group of people we happen to be with, which is important. But it speaks to the importance of being like water and having the ability to conform to whatever container we find ourselves in a particular moment in time. I think it speaks to just flowing and knowing that there's like this larger power. We are but a mere speck. We're not even a speck in this universe. So just flow. Doesn't mean you're just going to sit around and wait for stuff, but don't be so in your head about all these things you're supposed to have figured out and you got to be here and you got to be this by this age and this by that time. Just flow and acquire as much information and as much knowledge as you can. Like I always say to everybody young, you can put $20 a week away. And if you listen to AJ Gupta and you invest in the Vanguard account, you can have $320,000. Was it 20 years or 40 years?
I don't want to misquote him. I'm not sure.
Either way, if you're 21, that's a lot of money. Even if you're 41, it's a lot of money. If you put $100 a week away, you can have $2.2 million because of the power of compounding. So yes, there are things that you should put your focus on. And I'm not saying don't focus. I always say focus on your financial independence so that you have some and then you don't have to stress every day. And don't spend your money on, you know, Chanel bags when you don't even own your own house.
Like, or trinkets.
Or trinkets. think of how much money you'd have in the bank if you didn't spend on all the trinkets.
Truly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I always say focus on that because your financial independence is super important. But work hard, find something that you love, find people you love doing it with, and then flow. And I think that's where like the magic kind of happens because you're not forcing, you're not willing. The right stuff's coming to you. The right thing's coming to you. Like, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
I totally do. And to me, when Priyanka talked about this on her episode, this kind of like changed my life. And I was like, yes, because Maria, I was exactly like you. I was not the one out there making sure my reel was sparkly, perfect and networking and all this stuff. I literally just worked. I worked. And I remember my senior year having like panic attack after panic attack after panic attack. Cause all these people were like, oh, well, I'm going to Montana and I'm gonna, like, I sent my reel out and I'm doing this little news.
Were you going to be on camera? Is that why you said you had a reel?
Yeah. Yeah. So I did broadcast journalism and was That's what I wanted to do.
You study broadcast journalism? Mm-hmm. Like you learned how to write your own stories.
Correct.
And all that?
I did news. I produced it. I anchored.
Where was this?
Washington State.
Okay.
Murrow News 8 News. Thank you. So yeah, I did the whole thing. So it was the same thing with us. And I remember just being like, shit, did I mess up? Because all I was doing was just like keeping my head down and working. And then here I am and they're still in, you know, whatever. But I think that like, because I, like you said, exact same thing, because I was working, I wasn't not working. I was working hard, but I just kind of was flowing with the opportunities and this and that. It was like, I never pigeonholed myself, or I never said, I'm going to be X, Y, and Z by this time. And then like beat myself up if I didn't get there. Yeah, I think that like, it was massive. That one thing that Priyanka talked about that I really liked too, was she said that water, if it like comes to a rock, right, isn't going to stop. It goes around it.
Mm.
And that really stuck out to me, because it's like when we hit roadblocks or we, you know, hit something that we think is not right in our path, it's like, no, water doesn't stop. It figures out a way to just keep flowing around it. And that, I don't know, that was massive for me. And I think that like, I don't know, this, her talking about it, like truly like changed my life.
Yeah.
I really think that this is such an important topic.
Yeah. And maybe the rock was there to just show you were on the right path.
Yeah.
Right.
Or slow you down, or
slow you down or whatever. Like, I think, you know, it's like, it's so easy to get like disappointed and whatever, but like look at why you're disappointed. Like sometimes we have to like look into these things a little deeper too. It's like, maybe it wasn't supposed to happen. Maybe the rock was there because you weren't supposed to engage with the rock. You're supposed to just kind of, oh, all right.
Yeah.
Right. Just go with the flow and know that whatever is happening for your highest good. Right. That's like one of the things that, Gabby Bernstein and Esther Hicks have like implanted in my head, like, whatever is happening, even if I'm super sad, super upset, super whatever, is happening for my highest good. And it's hard in the moment to know that, right?
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Like I remember in college, there was somebody that I knew that was making a movie. Now, I had just come off making Kevin's movie. Kevin's movie was with, like, he was a head writer at MTV. All these actors were from Hollywood. And it was 35mm, which was a big deal. And I was producing this movie, and I'd ask all these people, like, you should come work on this movie. This is such a huge opportunity. And they're like, how much is it paying? And I'm like, nothing. We're in college. We have an experience to go. We have the opportunity to go learn on his dime. And nobody took it. And I was shocked, and I was like, okay, now, by the way, look at where it took me, because Kevin looked at me and said, you give me everything you have, I'm going to give you everything I have. And I was like, okay, I'll take that deal. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Kevin. Then, there was a kid in school that I was friendly with. He went to make a movie, and he didn't invite me to be a part of it. He invited everybody else. And I was the only one he didn't ask to work on it. And I was kind of surprised and really, really hurt. And nothing came of it. And, you know, and I ended up succeeding anyway. So I was like, well, maybe I wasn't supposed to be with them. Maybe he didn't value me. Maybe during that time, and I can't remember what was happening during that time, maybe I was supposed to be putting my energy into what I was putting it into and not, you know, because it's so easy to have FOMO and be like, oh, I'm not wanted or whatever. But it all works out in the end. So
I think it's just not letting those roadblocks stop us, right? Continuing to flow, baby.
Just continue flowing.
Yep.
You're in the right place. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, you're in the place you're supposed to be because you're either supposed to be learning your lessons, right? Like I said, things aren't happening as fast as I want them to happen, right? I'm used to like much faster. I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to learn some lessons. I'm supposed to maybe build a better foundation. I'm supposed to clean some stuff up. I'm supposed to like learn and grow more. I don't know. But I'm just trusting that this is what's supposed to be. And when I look back at the history of my life, that was the same way, right? All the pain points I went through, I was supposed to go through them for a reason. Now, if you keep trying to avoid pain, well, now you're not going to grow either. So there's a fine balance in all of this. Because as I always say, like without pain, you know, pain is such a like contributor to growth. And so, yeah, so I'm like, all right, I'm just going to flow. I'm just going to trust. And I'm going to be like water, like Bruce Lee said.
Be like water. I want to ask you, because I know probably a lot of people out there, what's your advice though, when we do hit that rock? Because hitting the rock's hard. Mm-hmm. Hitting the rock is not easy, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what helps you get back into that mindset of, okay, like there is a plan and I should be flowing.
Be careful who you talk to. Be careful who you ask advice from. If you're asking advice from a peer who just wants to keep you on the bar stool next to them, right? Kevin always told me this, and he told Alyssa this, like when Alyssa would have like friends that were like mad that I wouldn't have time for them to like just come on a whim to LA and like hang out. I'm like, guys, I'm working 7 days a week. Like I can't. They would get in her head and then she would be bratty to me. And Kevin was like, Alyssa, Maria's a lifelong friend. These are fun friends. This isn't like somebody, these aren't people who are giving you the right advice. They're giving you advice to rile you up against her. And he's like, I'm telling you, you're going to make a huge mistake if you listen to them. And so obviously I think we know how the story ends, right? But she had a challenge with it. It was like tough, because it's so easy to just listen to your kind of like, you know, your friends who are going to have your back and they're going to say whatever you want them to say, whatever you want to hear. It's the ones who tell you what you don't want to hear that you want to really listen to, generally speaking. I was watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way last night. No big deal. Best show on television. I don't know why everyone isn't tuning their TVs to it. I'm so excited the show is back. It's been like a whole quarantine without them. But it was interesting because this woman was talking about how she's going to move to this place called Providencia or whatever with her new boyfriend that she's only spent a week with. And she's selling her whole business, packing up her whole life, and she's moving to this little rock in the Caribbean, right? Little teeny place. And he's already cheated on her, okay? And she's sitting at the table with her friends. Now, these friends were not the friends I'm talking about, because you're looking at them and you're like, okay, they look pretty educated, and they look like they are genuinely concerned for her. And they're just carefully walking that line of saying to her, are you sure you should be selling everything? Like, why don't you just go visit and see? Like, why is it that you have to throw everything away here? You've built an entire life. This person's already shown you why you shouldn't trust him. And so that was like what I'm saying, when they're telling you what you don't want to hear, because all she wanted to hear in that moment is like, oh my God, we're so happy for you. He's going to be amazing. Oh my God, we're planning the wedding. And they're like, yeah, no, I don't think so.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
So be careful who you're asking advice from. I always say this on the show. I seek out people who are smarter than me, more successful than me, better than me. And I ask them. And generally, they're going to tell me what I don't want to hear. And it's going to suck. But it's exactly what I'm supposed to hear for my continued growth. You can have your fun friends. And you can have the real friends. And when you're young, it's really hard to know who your real friends are. It takes a long time. That's why it's nice to have older friends and older people in your life who have gone through a lot and they've seen a lot. Like, for example, Dimitri. Me and Dimitri, I'm just a few years older than him, but I've gone through so much in my life and in this business. So he's newer to this business. So I'm able to give him, you know, 20 years. Yeah, I think it's like 20 years. 20 years of experience, right? And he's always like telling me how his therapist says that I give the exact same advice as her. And so I was like, oh, I'm like very proud of my advice now because I don't want to set anybody on the wrong path ever. Bad karma for me, bad juju for me. I would never even think to. But some people aren't doing it intentionally. They just don't know any better. They're not vibrating in a high vibration. So look at your person. Are they vibrating high? Are they healthy? Are they happy? Are they like motivated? Are they winning in life? Are they, who are you asking your advice from? So if you hit that rock, you get someone who's going to give you amazing advice. And by the way, a therapist is also challenging, in my opinion, because they're only hearing your side of the story. Right? When you go home and you cry to your parents, they're only hearing your side of the story. Ugh, Maria's such a bitch. Right? You go to Deb and you're like, Maria did this. She's just going to want to coddle you. You're not telling her what you did. You're telling her your feeling, your perception, your side, which is your truth, but it's not the full truth. So you have to be so careful when you go and you ask advice from people that And it really requires you to look inward and say, okay, here's where I'm responsible. But that's really hard because no one teaches us to do that, right? Like I, even in, you know, in everything that I've gone through, it's taken me a while, but I get to the place where I'm like, okay, I see my part in this. I see my role in this. And you know, it's never just one way. So, my biggest advice in life is really got to figure out who you're going to ask advice from. So
Adam Grant taught us too, and I loved this, that you want to have a challenge network. Your friends should be your challenge network.
Ooh,
yeah.
What a great way to put that.
Yeah. It was, we both, Kevin and I were like, damn,
a challenge network.
Challenge network.
Mm-hmm. Who's your challenge network? Have you created a challenge network since?
I have people in my life, yeah, who will be like, ooh, I don't know. Or just people who are honest. I definitely like, it's funny that you mentioned my mom because
your mom's actually honest and that's why I think she's great.
Correct. Both yeah. My parents are
she'll
like,
put you right in your place.
Correct. They're like, takes two to tango. What'd you do? And I'm like, so that is them. And I'm really conscious with my friends who I'm like, I want like honest feedback, you know? So I think when I make new friends or I meet new people or I'm letting people into my life now, I do think like, are you just going to like, you know, oh, you're so right. You're amazing. I'm like, I don't want that. I actually want you to be honest with me. Mm-hmm. So challenge network.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Adam Grant.
I like that challenge network. Interesting.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Yeah. Yeah. You need a challenge network for when you hit the rock. Because you need somebody to tell you where you're responsible. And nobody wants to take responsibility because it sucks. It hurts to have to say, I fucked up. Or, yeah, I'm not stepping up to the plate. Or, yeah, I just don't want to do the work. Like, damn, that sucks. Because then you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps and fix it. Which takes a lot.
And I think the best challenge network too, at least what I've like, started to see are people who are like, yeah, you did this wrong, or like, you could do this, or yeah, you put out, you know, you kind of effed up, but like, let's figure out how we're gonna fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the people who aren't just gonna like shit on you and walk, but it's like, okay, yeah, you messed up, let's look at this, like, I'll help you get there. And that's what I try and be to people too. Like, after hearing that episode, I'm like, I'm just not gonna, I've always kind of been that way, but I'm like, I'm not just gonna like hype you up and like pat your back. I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm sorry, but you did X, Y, and Z. Now let's try and see how we can turn that around. Cause I think that's so important too.
So give me an example.
So like, say you and Pooj got in a big tiff, you know, and you know, you both had a part, and I'll be like, okay, Pooj, like, yeah, well, that's a bummer. That's sad. Okay. But if I'm being honest, you could have done, you know, X, Y, and Z better. Now let's figure out how, like, if that happens again, we're going to go about it next time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing. Right. So it's like,
yeah. I think that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. Cause I've watched it happen so much where everyone just rubs each other's back and then, yeah. Oh my God,
yeah.
She's terrible or he's terrible. And like, ugh. And then it's like, you should quit. Cause it's easier. They don't want to keep hearing you. And
true.
They don't know how to step up because they've never stepped up in their life either. And so I told you recently, I was like, Kels, I've never seen someone pop up and say, I'm fixing this, and regain someone's trust that fast, right? Just, I've never seen it happen. So it takes a lot of like reflection to be able to say, all right, here's where I'm not scoring on the scorecard.
Right.
I gotta step this up.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Flow.
Flow, baby. Be like water and have a challenge network.
I like that. I got to go back and listen to that episode now.
He's great. We should have him back on.
Yeah, he sounds amazing. I remember you guys talking about him, actually. All right, guys. So be like water. Get your challenge. What?
Challenge network.
Your challenge network. And and watch 90 Day Fiancé. That's the moral of the story today. I hope that was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed on YouTube, please click subscribe. If you haven't left us a review on Apple Podcasts, we'd be so grateful. Every time we read them, we do like little celebration dances and get so excited. Follow us on Better Together with Maria. And if you haven't joined us on Patreon, click the link tree at Better Together with Maria or my Instagram, Maria Menounos, and join us at the $10 tier. Not only are you getting ad-free shows, you are getting the bonus episode a week and our heel events. Who's on deck for the next
Brian.
Heel event? Brian Mahan.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit.
Coming to us from Mexico.
That is going to be amazing. So Brian Mahan is a trauma, what was the exact?
Trauma/somatic experiencing like healer therapist.
He is game changing. Might be the best I've ever worked with.
Wow.
And I've had so many breakthroughs and so many changes with him. So that heal event will be in a couple of weeks. So join us on Patreon so you can be a part of that. You can get this one-on-one experience, not a one-on-one, it's a small group of us on Patreon that get to have kind of this experience with him.
And you get the backlog of all of them. I mean, we've had Jay Ray, we've had Sade Simone, we've done two parts with Gabby Piccarelli where she taught us where to massage on our feet when we have a headache. Last night, my head was killing me, so I massaged the heck out of my big toe. Helped so much.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
So much. I mean, we've had so many good people, you guys. So you don't just get this coming up one, you get the whole backlog. Mm-hmm. So important to know.
Yeah. So join us on Patreon. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.